Strange Adventure. Sergeant Cassidy opened the office door to admit a tall, slightly gray-haired man. The stranger nodded cordially to Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau and took the chair across the desk.
Inspector, I'm Horace Loxley, manager of Winter Haven Lodge. Lee White, one of my guests, was found in a field this morning with his head bashed in. A farmer who lives nearby found him and reported him to me. My telephone line was breaking by the blizzard, sir. I had to drive in to tell you.
Sergeant Cassidy and I shall drive out with you and see what we can find. Are you ready to leave?
Certainly, Inspector. My car's outside.
An hour later, the two cars drew up at the side of the snow-covered lane that ran to Winter Haven Lodge. Loxley, Hawk, and Cassidy climbed out and made their way to a spot at the edge of a large field. The manager of the lodge pointed to a deep impression in the snow.
This is the place, Inspector. The farmer and I carried White's body back to the lodge.
The police inspector searched the snow that surrounded the place where the body of the murdered man had lain. Five trails of footprints led to and from the road. Hawk was puzzled.
Did you and the farmer make all those sets of footprints in the snow?
Well, one set was made by the victim when he went into the field. The other four were made by the farmer and myself when we entered the field and carried the body out.
Inspector Hawk continued his scrutiny. Besides the footprints in the snow, there was a multiple row of impressions approximately 2 inches square, spaced somewhat as if a stepladder had been repeatedly set up and moved. While examining the square imprints, Inspector Hawk picked up a plastic blue duck about an inch long.
Ever see anything like this around Winter Haven Lodge?
Oh, no. No, there are no children here, so there's no reason for toys.
Then what kind of business was the victim?
Oh, I never asked that, but I think I heard him say he was going to open a nightclub, a cafe.
Well, that fits in with what I'd found. Cassidy, we're going back to town. As soon as I get an address out of the phone book, we're going back and we're going to pick up a murderer.
Back in the city, Inspector Hawk found the address he wanted and told Cassidy to drive along a street near the waterfront. Then,
back to headquarters, Cassidy. We'll send Shaughnessy to bring in the killer.
An hour later, Cassidy burst into Inspector Hawk's office.
Say, he's been picked up already, Chief, and he's confessed to White's murder. He claims his boss made him do it.
But how did you know?
Those square marks in the snow were made by stilts. That Blue Duck souvenir was one of the advertising gimmicks handed out by the Blue Duck Cafe, the cheap nightclub whose address I checked in the phone book. And didn't you notice that across the street from it was a building being remodeled and a sign saying that the murdered man would open a cafe there soon? Well, the owner of the Blue Duck is a gangster and wouldn't stand for that kind of competition. I knew that the only person carrying those little souvenir ducks and walking on stilts would be a man with a sign on his back advertising the Blue Duck Cafe. That man is the brother of the owner of the Blue Duck, and those stilts proved his undoing. He couldn't bend over to pick up the telltale souvenir at the scene of the crime.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Lost, our next tale of strange adventures.